Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Have you ever said, "I'm such an idiot," or "I'm so stressed"? I know I have. If you've ever noticed that you feel even worse about yourself or your situation based on the mental chatter in your head, then tune in for today's exploration of how your self-talk impacts your health and stress levels. Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Dr. Andrea with insight and inspiration on how to live with more vitality and passion. I'm exploring burnout and how building resilience can protect us from it and help us bounce back faster. One of the top 10 traits of highly resilient people, the topic of my next book, is positive self-talk. The story you tell yourself about yourself dictates a large part of how your life story plays out. Your internal dialogue indicates the programs and the scripts that run your life and even impact your health. So when you say things like, "I'm such an idiot," or one that I used to say, "I'm so lame," you're giving a command or reinforcing a program that can depress you, which actually suppresses vital life functions like the immune system and your metabolism. One way to look at life, which can be incredibly empowering, is to see your life as an epic film where you are the main character. So ask yourself, if my life were a movie, am I playing the hero or the victim? While the setting and circumstances of your life may be less than ideal or may seem out of your control, how you play your part is determined by you. Whether you are starring in the film as the victim or the hero is up to you. So who do you identify with? Choose wisely, because your life unfolds according to the identity you choose. The character you play has a set of beliefs, behaviors, and self-talk that holds up that identity. So, if you've ever been in a play or done improv, then you know that as an actor, you're given a role and the director usually tells you what your motivation is. In other words, what's the background info and the underlying assumptions that lead that character into the scene? If I were playing the victim and I arrive at some new scene, I ask the director, "What's my motivation here?" And they could say, "Okay, you've just gotten the call, your kid is sick at school, and you have to go get them. But your boss is really on your tail about a deadline for the project that you're on. And you're thinking, why does this always happen to me?" You're the kind of person who thinks life and all the bad things happen to you. One after another, you seem to be hit with problems and challenges. It's as if you just can't get ahead. Now, in that scenario, our character, our victim, has a fixed mindset. They assume that they can't get ahead, that they're stuck in a rut in the same situations over and over again, and that they can't catch a break. So, if you were an actor on stage and you knew that this was your internal dialogue as you enter the scene, how do you think your body would look? Hunched shoulders, eyes down, shaking your head, slumped posture, maybe even shaky voice, catchy breath. Now, if you were the hero of the story, how would the internal dialogue change? Well, let's imagine that the director says, "Okay, you have an internal force that you use to see your problems as games or as little obstacles to overcome. You look at life and all the things that come your way as happening for you. They happen for you to show up and show how capable and strong you are. Now, you may get quiet for a minute when a new challenge presents itself, but you dig deep, connect to your internal force, Maybe say a prayer to the gods and call upon the angels. And then you begin to hold a vision of victory. You start looking for a way to succeed. Now, you may only have that first step that seems clear, so you take it, knowing that life and the universe somehow, some way, will support you. You know that people call on you because you're resourceful. You are in control of your energy, and you say, okay, I'm going for it. You see that challenge as something that inspires you and pushes you to bring forth more of your power and potential. So, if you found that the victim self-talk and those thought processes feel more like you, then here are 5 steps to consciously become the writer and director of your story and transform into the hero of your epic life. 1. The first step is about becoming conscious and aware of your self-talk. You've got to honestly acknowledge it so that you can replace it with more inspiring talk. If you hear yourself saying things like, I can't, I'm overwhelmed, I'm tired, or I should, I have to, or I always or never, it's time for step 2. Ask, is it true? Now, if it's true or seems true, then own it and make a decision to do what it takes so that you can confidently dispute it the next time around. For example, saying something like, I always screw up financial projections. Asking, is it true, forces you to see whether the fixed belief is real or made up. 3, now challenge and dispute the negative message by looking for evidence in your life where you haven't screwed up the financial projections. Notice that the key is that you said, I always screw up. Always and never are rarely true. If you've ever gone to the grocery store to buy sugar, to bake something, and you had just the right amount of money, then you actually did your financial projection correctly. Okay, I realize that may seem like a stretch, but the reality is that we don't do things always, except for breathing. But even then, we can change the way we breathe based on what we're doing. It's not fixed. 4, after becoming aware, asking is it true, and then disputing the statement by finding evidence to the contrary, it's time to replace the statement with something true, positive, and in the present tense. Get a vision of your successful, healthy, non-stressed self and imagine how would she talk. Remind yourself that you're smart, you're competent, you're patient, you're kind, you're clever. And then 5, take action to affirm your power. A victim sits back and lets wave after wave hit them and knock them about. A hero takes action, steps up and out. Even if they aren't successful right away, they don't give up. You repeat the internal success mantra to keep yourself uplifted and motivated. As a medical doctor, I've seen how the internal dialogue and mindset impacted my patients and even their response to medical treatment and their recovery time. When it comes to stress and burnout, I've seen personally that what I tell myself can boost my morale or it can depress me, making me more susceptible to getting sick or having headaches. Now, what we tell ourselves is the equivalent of writing a line of computer code which alters the programs of our cells and even our metabolism. So, positive self-talk is one of the 10 traits of highly resilient people. If you'd like to know the others, then be on the lookout for my next book, which comes out this fall. Now, this book will include the real-life stories of other people, besides me, who've developed their resilience traits and used them to recover or prevent burnout. If you happen to have a story to share, or if you know a coach, a healer, therapist, or doctor who may want to co-author this book with me, then please send them this video or check out the link to my call for authors under this video. In the meantime, if you'd like some help creating your personal success mantra, then check out the blog post I wrote for Thrive Global. It has step-by-step instructions. Until we meet again, my friend, know this, you can rewrite the narrative of your life. Putting the painful lessons of life into a new perspective is your right. And if you want some help developing this superpower, then you can join me here in France for my Stories with Soul workshop. Details are in the description. If you enjoyed this video, please hit that like button and share this with someone else who may need some inspiration on liberating and loving their authentic self. And subscribe to my channel. Be sure to turn on the notifications so that you can see when I'm live and when I release new videos. Okay, that's it for this episode. Please remember that you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Thanks so much for watching. Be sure to check out the previous video in this burnout series, or click the subscribe button so you know every time I release a new video. You can visit our website to take the burnout quiz and watch the Burnout Recovery Survival series. And finally, please check out my first TED Talk that started off this whole revolution. Innate Vitality Code Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.